When it comes to self-driving cars, almost isn't good enough.
Having a 99%, you know, object detection accuracy is completely unacceptable.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Hundreds of companies are racing to build self-driving cars, and one piece of technology is essential to all of those efforts. It's called LiDAR. That stands for light detection and ranging. LiDAR uses lasers to sense distances to a target and turn those distances into a 3D representation of the environment. So it is how a self-driving car sees the world around it. Recently, I visited a Silicon Valley company called Luminar and its founder and CEO, Austin Russell. He says most LiDAR systems on the road right now see like they've got one eye covered with a pirate patch and a bug in the other eye.
So at Luminar, we develop a new type of 3D sensing platform that allows autonomous vehicles to be able to clearly see and understand the environment. And what's called is LiDAR. So basically allows a car to collect 3D information about what's going on in the real world. And this is it's become more apparent that LiDAR is, you know, one of the critical pieces, if not the most critical piece of the autonomous vehicle equation at this point.
So like you said, LiDAR has, as a technology, it's existed for a while. People are becoming familiar with it. There's obviously a really big lawsuit about LiDAR technology right this minute. What makes yours different?
We've really designed a new type of LiDAR platform from the ground up specifically for autonomous vehicles. Because the thing is that this is a truly mission-critical application. This is something that, you know, having a 99%, you know, object detection accuracy is completely unacceptable, you know, because, you know, you can't miss one out of every 100 people or one out of every 100 cars or anything. And we had to build a LiDAR that is orders of magnitude higher resolution and farther seeing than what's out there today.
If you wouldn't mind, actually, just give us sort of a broad overview of how LiDAR works, how it uses lasers to, you know, sort of create a picture.
So you send out, you know, pulses into the environment, time exactly how long it takes for a pulse to hit an object and come back. And based on the speed of light, you can know exactly how far away that object is. So it's similar in principle to things like sonar or radar, but instead sound or radio waves, it's with light and with photons.
Can you give us a sense of who you're working with?
So we're working with currently it's four top autonomous vehicle programs and, you know, car companies to be able to get these sensors initially deployed out into the real world environments and, you know, enable a lot of these programs to finally have the ability to see at, you know, much farther ranges and in much higher resolution than they ever otherwise would have been able to. And what this allows us to do.
So wait, so you can't tell us who you're working with?
no specifics on that. But yeah, I can say it's, you know, the top. The thing is that at this point, we've had actually over 100 different autonomous vehicle programs reach out to us asking to get our sensors on their cars, actually, which is kind of ridiculous to think that how many companies and programs there are out there. But at the same time, it doesn't really make sense for us to work with all of these different companies, you know, which is why we've selected a handful of the ones that we think are going to be most successful at the end of the day to be able to work with and deploy sensors to initially.
One of the things I've heard is in the Uber Waymo lawsuit, they're suing each other and spending all this money over LiDAR technology that's frankly not like the top of the game. You know, so are you the company that could just enable companies like Uber to just not have to build their own? Like, is that the long-term goal?
Yeah, I think we are pretty well positioned, you know, in this market at this point. And, you know, with a lot of these companies, they knew they needed to have something. They needed to guarantee a supply of this technology. In fact, you know, I mean, companies like that, they don't want to have to build their own type of, you know, LiDAR platform. It's something that they've just frankly had to do for a couple of reasons. You know, one is that you straight up can't buy these sensors out there in any reasonable quantity. You know, it's something that is actually the number of autonomous vehicles on the road are literally just limited to the number of LiDAR sensors that can be produced on a daily basis.
Huh.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you, because it sounds like you were doing some of this photon research at an age, like, I'm just embarrassed that my child is such a loser reading your story. Can you just tell us for our listening audience, like, how old you are?
Yeah. So 22.
How did you end up here? You were doing like photon research at 10?
Coding it. Yeah. 13 was when I started to get into photonics research.
Silly me.
Or at least doing, you know, serious photonics research. So I did start, you know, at 10, 11, you know, ish, starting to get really doing a deep dive into, you know, things like computer science, you know, computer engineering, electrical engineering. Eventually, though, got really interested in the field of photonics and optics specifically because, you know, took a look at all the different engineering fields in general, took a look at the overall type of market opportunity. And I saw just a huge discrepancy in that there's a lot of great academic research and a lot of, you know, interesting technologies, but not a lot of true application towards industry. But I knew that in this case, you know, we're going to have to develop a new type of platform from scratch. And was able to get the experience to be able to do that. You know, frankly, didn't spend as much time in school. It's just reading a lot of books.
That's Austin Russell, CEO and founder of Luminar. Now, Austin did give me an in-car demo that compares the level of detail that Luminar's system can see with what he says are the best available systems on the road right now.
You want to see what all these other autonomous vehicles are seeing and what these, you know, you know, with one of, you know, the best performing sensors out there.
The drop the mic moment, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This is the type of raw data that just no one will ever show you.
If that's all accurate, the current cars really are flying kind of blind. Now, late last week in autonomous car news, the House of Representatives passed a measure to help speed up autonomous car adoption, partly by reducing some safety requirements. The Trump administration is also set to unveil new autonomous vehicle guidelines tomorrow in Michigan. I'm Molly Wood. That's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Here's the crazy thing.
So I'm going to be just staying the hell away from any of those cars from now on whenever I see them on the road.
Let's just say, I mean,
just assume you can't see the car.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.